of Hanukkah. As you know, Hanukkah in English is dedication. It is the feast of dedication. And this holiday, starting tonight at sundown, is 2,181 years old. So it's been around a while. Hanukkah. It's a chet letter, so you can't say Hanukkah or Chanukah, but Hanukkah. That's pretty much all I had. But no, it starts from 165 BC. Now, Hanukkah is a intertestament holiday. It's not one of the seven. It's not Pesach or unleavened bread or Feast of First Fruits or Shavuot or Teruah or Kippur or Sukkot. It's the same as Purim. It's intertestament like that. But it is scriptural, as well as Purim is in the book of Esther, but it's not one of the seven Torah feasts. But it is scriptural in many ways, and we might bounce around a couple of those today. But in reality, it is a historical event that happened in Israel. And this historical event was Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greco-Syrian scumdog, invaded Israel and conquered it. And then he went to Jerusalem and he went up there and he made a mess of the Habayit HaMikdash, the holy temple. And the Syrians were in Israel then for a couple years, and they really made a mess of everything. And then there were some heroes. Matthias from Modi'im, and when you go to Jerusalem from the airport, you go by the sign that says Modi'im, and this is where it took place. But this is the story of the stubborn old grouchy man. And we can add women in these late days. But sometimes, sometimes you got to be stubborn and grouchy. Okay? And this old man was in Modi'im, and he was a priest. And the Syrians came around to all the little towns and made Jews sacrifice a pig to their pagan god. And they were going around the towns doing this. And when they came to this town, there was the stubborn old grouchy man. And Israel got another holy day. So, when it comes to righteousness, are you going to be passive or are you going to be stubborn? When it comes to the Word of God, are you going to be passive or are you going to be stubborn? And sometimes you have to get grouchy about it. Because what did Matthias say? He says, not in my town. Not in my town. And there's a day coming where you all might have to say, not in my town, not on my block, not in my home, not now, not ever. This is being stubborn. This is you in the last days. Because we are in the age of apostasy and Laodicea. And so the trend will be compromise. So the old man came out to the Jew that was going to sacrifice the pig, and he didn't kill the Syrian soldiers making the Jew do it. What did he do? He killed the Jew. And then his sons came out and killed the soldiers. And that started a grassroots revolution that resulted in a victory, a great victory for Israel against the invaders. So then they had to clean out the temple and redo the dedication. And so they rededicated the temple, and this is why it's called Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is about a house. Most of the history of Hanukkah, there has not been the house that is celebrated. Probably 1945-ish years, Israel has kept Hanukkah without the temple, which is what it's about. As we bring the time up to present, we still do not have a temple. But it's looking pretty close. Oh, man, those kids at Amona, the ones that are Zionists, the ones who believe, the ones that have had God place his faith and power in them, that's Israel's future. And they are becoming more. And the old apostate, secular, unbelieving Jews are less. So stay tuned. It's going to get interesting. Especially since some of your money has gone to that house to be rebuilt. Amen? Yes, so it will be rebuilt. Hallelujah. And then we'll have us a real good Hanukkah party. Yes, we'll have to keep. Okay, so what is a couple points here? Scriptural three ways. People think Hanukkah is just a traditional thing, and a lot of it is tradition, but it is scriptural. And what is the backbone of eschatology in your Bible? Where do we start when we're going to talk about, except for Genesis 3:15, which is next week with the first messianic prophecy, but most eschatology or end time prophecy comes from the book of Daniel. And in Daniel, we have in chapter 8 and 9 and 10 and almost all of chapter 11, we have prophecy in detail about government and things going on and armies and this king and this king. And if you read through these details, which would take too long to do today, it is detailed prophecy concerning something that took place hundreds of years after Daniel lived. And all of these detailed prophecies were played out perfectly in Antiochus Epiphanes, which the Jews changed to Epimenes, which means Antiochus the madman, instead of Antiochus as God. So he was mad, right? And so Daniel has all these prophecies, and they all came true perfectly hundreds of years later, and now it's just historical record. It's just historical record. Non-biblical historical records show this. So one reason, remember always that you can trust your Bible is because it is a outside of our timeline. The Bible is like quantum physics. It is outside of our time. It is a time travel machine, as it were, and that's why I'm Marty, is because I have a time machine. It's not a DeLorean. But anyway, Daniel prophesied the events and then it came true. Okay, now that's one way it's scriptural. The next way it's scriptural is Yeshua comes along 500 years later or 200 years later. And he goes to somewhere, let's see, what was it? Somewhere in John chapter 10, where does he go again? It says it was the feast of dedication and Yeshua went to the temple. What is the Messiah, God, going to do on Hanukkah? He's going to go to the temple. What else would a good Jew do on Hanukkah? Now it says feast of dedication in English, and so just remember, Yeshua kept Hanukkah. Now there is no better pattern for us in the Bible than our Messiah. And so if Yeshua kept Hanukkah, well, I'll just let you figure out what you want to do. Okay, so now but that's not all. Yeshua went to the temple, right? John chapter 10, not first verse, but a few verses later. Now, the other reason it's scriptural is because the disciples came to him before he died and said, what is the sign of your coming in the end of the age? Matthew Esrim Arba is Matthew 24, and his sermon on end times. And remember, if you go down about 10 verses or so, he's talking to the church, essentially, the apostles, talking about the end times to the disciples and apostles. And then he says, when you see something, then you would know. Okay, so this is the something, is the thing that connects all of it together. Daniel, Revelation, Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians 2 are all connected by this one term. And this term is the abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet. Say that as fast as you can. Ready? The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. That is the term that connects everything, okay? And so what I like to tell people when they don't know anything about Hanukkah, I say, well, it's really something you should look into because your Savior kept it, and it's going to happen to you. Because when Yeshua said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet in the last times with the sign of his coming, that means the end times church is going to see the Hanukkah story replayed. So what am I saying? Antiochus Epiphanes is a type of the beast. The AC or the Antichrist or the beast is the real one, and he is going to come in the second part of Daniel's 70th week. Okay, so that makes Hanukkah very interesting because it happened 2,181 years ago, and it's about to happen to you. So maybe you should look into it. It's up to you. So these are the things about Hanukkah that I like to talk about. And so really, the Antiochus Epiphanes, as bad as it was, and maybe next week if we do 2 weeks of this, we'll look at all the parallels in Revelation to Antiochus, and all of them do pretty much the same. Both of them do pretty much the same thing. They stop the sacrifice. Okay, they stop the animal sacrifice at the temple. Both of them do. That means you have to have a temple. Now, people say, oh, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit now, and that doesn't need to be rebuilt. Well, are you offering sacrifices inside of you? Blood? Sheep? Goats? Hello, is there anybody with some common sense? Okay, so this tells us that the temple needs to be rebuilt for Yeshua to return. And we'll get into the pre-wrath rapture that I teach maybe next week also. But anyway, in the age of, let's go back to Hanukkah and what took place there. And there's something I want to bring up because of what is going on today. But the story of Hanukkah back then took place in a time of apostasy and compromise. Many of the Jews were Hellenized. Why did they become Hellenized in the couple centuries before Messiah came? Because there was more money in it. So what keeps a lot of people from making Aliyah? The standard of living will be less. So there's some similarities here. There were many people that helped Antiochus Epiphanes. When he came to Modiim, there were Jews ready to sacrifice the pig to Saturn or whatever it was. They put a statue of Saturn in the temple. And so there is always this group of people that is not biblical. Have you ever heard of anything like that happening? A group of people that's not biblical. As it was then, so it is now. We have people tearing down Amona, contrary to the word of God, as a patriotic Israeli story. The Abrahamic covenant demands that Israel possess the land and occupy the cities, all of the cities, and live there, right? And so it's the Abrahamic covenant if you're going to go back that far. And so today we have a lot of secular liberal Jews that are against Israel as a nation. Same thing happened back then. They're apostate Jews. And as we know, we get along with the black hats. And we've actually had some meetings with them in Israel. But they're not Zionists. They burn Israeli flags. They don't believe in the nation of Israel. They will probably welcome a two-state solution, the Palestinians and Antiochus Epiphanes in the town. So you see, we have some parallels here. And so the thing is really really parallel down to the details. Okay? So anyway, it is good that I know some Maccabees today, some believers today, some that are not afraid today. And you saw some of them in the video, and Kyme Richmond, right? And all of our friends, Mark Prowser, and these people, and all these young people coming up in Israel. So what we're seeing is Antiochus was here 2,100 years ago. But in our time, we're going to see this thing take place in a hurry. And as you know, prophecy is taken true over thousands of years. But we're into the place where it is spoken of in numbers of days. 2,360 days at the end of Daniel. Blessed is he who endures to the 75th day, the 1,335th day, right? Which is Hanukkah story also. We'll get into that maybe next week. There's a lot of things we'll pass today, apparently. But the mystery of the 75 days added to the 3.5 years at the end of Daniel is because of Hanukkah. Okay, so anyway, what is coming is this war between God and the devil, and also between people and people. So it's both. It's a spiritual war and a physical war, and we need to be doing warfare spiritually and, if necessary, physically. As I got a phone call yesterday, and they said, this person reaming me out because we don't have enough security here. Don't you know that you're all going to get shot? And I go, well, we do have security here. I don't know how many people are in here with guns, but in the event that we do get shot up, if you don't have a gun, get on the floor. And please don't scream. It makes it hard to aim. So in the event that it happens, and we used to go through this with the dance ministry all the time, we had rules. Women get on the floor, guys defend the women and fight the attackers. You don't hide from them, you attack them. You attack the attackers. We don't hide, we don't run, we attack the attackers. But if you don't have a weapon or something, just get on the floor so we can shoot without hitting you, okay? And it's harder for you to get shot if you're on the floor. And please don't try to scream too much because it interferes with a guy's thinking. That's all there is to that. See how simple that was? Okay. And it could happen, you know. It probably won't. Everybody knows we have guns here, so they'll go shoot somebody else up. That's why you have guns, so you won't have to use them. And that really is why you have guns, so you don't have to use them. Well, it's only people without guns that need them. Hanukkah. Okay. All right, let's go. An interesting thing in Daniel chapter 2 that I love is your favorite Hanukkah verse. Or Daniel 2 has this image of the statue with the gold at the top of the head and all this. And this is world history clear up till Messiah returns. From Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold, to Messiah's return is in the statue. Now remember, the feet is the last thing. The iron and clay that do not mix is Sunni and Shiite Islam. We know the beast is the 10 nations around Israel, which is the beast empire of Islam. The revived Ottoman Empire, the eighth beast of Revelation 17 that comes after the Roman ones, which is the sixth beast. Okay, so anyway, the next verse after it says the feet of iron and clay that do not mix, a stone cut not by human hands smashes the toes and feet, and the whole image is destroyed, which represents all of the devil's work from the beginning. But it is the Messiah's return. He is the stone not cut by human hands. He smashes the beast kingdom, which is Islam, okay, which is invading Israel, which is causing the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Okay, so then we go to Daniel 11:32, just to give you your favorite Hanukkah verse. It says, but those that know their God will do adventurous exploits. That's a generous translation of Marty. It said in the Hebrew, it just says, those that know their God will do, which is the opposite of nothing. They will do. And it's talking about the last days during the second half of Daniel's 70th week, which is called the tribulation, the great tribulation. There are people that will know their God and they will do. And in King James, I think it says exploits. And then I added adventurous exploits because I like it. So is anyone here know their God and living in the last days? Yes. Guess what? You're going to be doing. You're going to be doing. And it says many will fall, but it will purify more. And in the context of persecution, it gets people off the fence and they either apostate totally or they join the army of God. So anyway, Daniel 11:32b is my favorite verse for Hanukkah. Okay? All right, so I could make one more point maybe here. Let's look at... Oh, not that one. We better not do that one. I have it. 2010, page 3. See, I could keep you here all day. A couple of these parallels because it's important. The Antiochus and the beast of Revelation. Daniel talks about the same thing that Revelation talks about. Antichrist, but not in Daniel 8, 9, and 10. That's Antiochus. But if you go to chapter 12 of Daniel, it switches over, and those things in chapter 12 are not fulfilled by Antiochus. Those belong only to the beast. Okay? So here are some of the things that they did, though. Both claim to be God, the Epiphanes, and both magnify themselves, and both stop the priesthood sacrifices. And both will make the abomination desolation in the temple. Both of them will kill Jews. Both of them start false worship. Both of them will be helped by apostates. Oh, Lord. Both throw truth to the ground. Both will prosper for a time. Both come to their end by Messiah. By Messiah. Okay? Now, by the Maccabees then, and the beast by the coming of Mashiach. And this is what ends the Daniel 70th week, is the return of the Lord at the end of its 70th week. When they look upon him whom was pierced, they mourn for him as one mourns for an only child. They say, Baruch Abba Hashem Adonai. And he comes and destroys the beast. And then that is Yom Kippur. The return of the Lord to the earth with the salvation of Israel is the Yom Kippur picture, right? Physical return to the earth. Teruah is rapture. But Kippur is physical return of the Lord to the earth, to the Mount of Olives. And then Daniel adds his 75 days. And so from Yom Kippur to blessed is he who endures to 1335 days, is 75 days later. From Yom Kippur, if you add 75 days, you always come to the first day of Hanukkah. So this is why there's 75 days added, because then Yeshua will dedicate the millennial temple, the thousand-year temple, right? So we're only half done with temples. Okay, we've had two. We got two to go. But the third one probably most likely isn't around very long, but don't say that to Chaim. It is necessary that he rebuilds it because Messiah comes quickly to his house, to his temple, and it is his temple. Now, if you want to go to 2 Thessalonians 2, which we might do next time, but it says, do not be worried about the fact that you missed the day of the Lord, because you know that day can't occur until the man of lawlessness is revealed by setting himself up in the temple, right? And so you cannot have a rapture without the temple rebuilt and the abomination of desolation in it. So we all want to be pre-tribbers, yes. We just can't find a verse for it. And what if I'm wrong? Then you'll just get raptured. How nice. What if you're a pre-tribber and you're just, nothing bad will ever happen to me. God wouldn't let anything bad happen to me. And something bad happens to you. Then what do you do then? You say the preacher is wrong, the Bible is wrong, and you apostate. And when you have Matthew 24. then there'll be a great falling away. Why? Because of persecution. Because they're not ready for it. Nobody told them it would happen to them. Okay, so I was making a point somewhere along there about 2 Thessalonians. Yes, the man of lawlessness reveals himself by setting himself up in the temple, and that gets our 75 days at the end of Daniel. So I will stop. But there is also the spiritual aspect of that you really are the temple of the Holy Spirit now. And so this might be a good time to, like, look around. Is there anything in here that's not holy? That maybe I should do my own cleansing and do my own dedication during this time of year? Is there some foreign gods hanging out in here that I've allowed? It is something to think about. It would be a good time of the year to take a look, right? Okay. All right. So then we'll go to, next time if we do another Hanukkah, we'll go to John chapter 10. What did Yeshua say when he kept Hanukkah? And that's a fascinating Hanukkah story. And then we can also do why you can compare Matthew 24 and 2 Thessalonians 2 and the six seals of Revelation to determine where the rapture is. And if you lay all those on top of each other, it's perfectly clear, and it's scriptural, and it's not subjective, it's objective. Glory to God. But I don't want to make you feel bad. But I want you to feel good, because you are the ones. See, you are the ones. You have the Holy Spirit. You're not apostate. You are a believer. You've been put in the world at this time for the end times. And you're not anti-Semitic. You believe in the Bible and Zion and the Abrahamic covenant. You have Yeshua, okay? I mean, you guys, don't feel bad you're so spoiled. I mean, but you got it all, okay? You got the best of the Ruach HaKodesh part, the best of the Brit Hadashah part, and you have the best of Zionism and the Tanakh, and we are in relationship to the death, if need be, with God's holy people. So we have got it made. We just say, come on, let's get it going. And that's why I was praying, Ruach HaKodesh, come. Come, Lord God. Come, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord, and fill us with your Holy Spirit in these last days. Fill us, Lord God. make us strong. Chazak. Make us strong. Give us wisdom. Those that are wise will instruct many in Daniel 11. Give us wisdom to instruct. And, Lord God, fill us with that presence, your presence, with the person of Messiah himself, and give us exploits. Give us exploits. Take your jobs. Oh man, take your jobs. Exploits, adventurous exploits. Amen. Yavarekaka Adonai Vayishmareka. Yeir Adonai Panavaleka Vihunaka. Yiso Adonai Panavaleka Voyosaim Laka Shalom Bashem. Yeshua HaMashiach Sarha Shalom. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you and lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Hag Sameach. Hanukkah.